What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Season 17. What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker.
Hello there. What's up? My name is Nate. You're listening to Life Tips Podcast. Welcome. Relationship improvement with advice and tips for becoming a better you. On this show, each episode is unique to what you're going through, and it doesn't matter your youth or gender. Everyone can benefit.
Really?
You see, the reality is that nobody is perfect. There's always going to be downfall with rising, and there's something to improve upon every single day.
Sure is.
So if you want to make changes in your life, then follow along, and I can help you master yesterday's mistakes to create a better tomorrow. Let's get started. What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Really quickly, before we start the show, I just wanted you to know that your support means everything, not just monetarily, but also your words. So here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to go on to Apple, find Life Tips Podcast, and write a review. And also leave a 5-star rating. Because you know I'm trying to get up there with the top dogs in the Apple podcast world. Same thing with Spotify and Google. Go look us up on those platforms too. Blow us up. And let people know how important listening to Life Tips Podcast means to you. That way, the higher up we go, the more downloads we'll get from the virtual community. So yeah, y'all, that's all I wanted to say. Let's get into the episode.
All right. March. Where are we? Let's see here. March 25th? Around a week from Easter. Ooh, a week from Easter. So, as you all know, this is a very crucial time for everyone in the Christian faith, everyone who claims Christ as Lord and Savior, because Good Friday is when things happened to shift the balance of power when it comes to salvation. i.e. the death of Christ, and then Sunday is Easter, where we celebrate his resurrection. It is not about the Easter Bunny or any of that other nonsense. So, I just wanted to first acknowledge that before we get into the topic of the podcast episodes, that it's important to figure out whose side you're on this Easter weekend, and also figure out where you're going after this life ends. So, if you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is confess that you believe that Jesus exists, that he came to earth as a baby, that he died on the cross, and that he rose on the third day. And that's all you got to do. You ask him to come into your heart, all that jazz, and you're good to go in terms of escaping the what I'll call the terrible part of the afterlife. That honestly is the best New Year's resolution or goal you could make that you will never fail at, because once you're on that team, you're on that team for life. So I will take a quick break and then I'll come back so we can talk about these New Year's resolutions for 2024 that we made way back when that some of us have pretty much already failed at. So, it is March 25th, and everybody's New Year's resolutions were created 3 months ago. How y'all doing with that? I hope y'all doing great, because there's a study out, and I'm actually going to do this in real time to prove that it exists for you. The percentage of New Year's resolutions that fail. Let's see here. On average, according to a 2016 study, and this is going to go in the show notes, of the 41% of Americans who make New Year's resolutions, by the end of the year, only 9% feel they're successful in keeping them. And then an earlier study in 2007 showed 12% of people who set resolutions are successful, even though 52% of the participants were confident of success in the beginning. Now, as for the reasons for failure, in one 2014 study, 35% of participants who failed their New Year's resolution said they had unrealistic goals. 33% of the participants didn't keep track of their progress. 23% forgot. And 1 in 10 people said they made too many resolutions. Wow. 35% of participants had unrealistic goals. That is just wow. So unrealistic goals, didn't keep track of their progress, forgot, or just made too many. Which one are you? See, the reason I don't make as many goals is because I want my goals, whatever I make, to be achievable. Let's take a look at the last couple of years. In 2021, following the pandemic year where everybody was locked out of the world. The goal was to get a full-time job, start working full-time, and also get a car. That was achieved. And since we were going back out into the world, at that point, the goal was also to start dating. But seeing as I met my ex in October of 2020 and officially got into a relationship, there was no need to actually set that as a goal, but rather set a goal of meeting her in person. And that did happen. And then in 2022, the goal was to get to a one-year anniversary, among other things, and we did. And I continued working part-time. The full-time goal hit a snag at the end of 2021, and I had to go into the part-time mode just to get through 2022. But then coming into this year, I finally got back into working full-time and actually successfully crushed it working full-time. And the apartment goal got leveled all the way into the following year to come, 2025, and we're not even there yet. So, yeah. With very little goals to accomplish this year, there's a 50-50 chance that it'll either work or not work. So I have realistic goals. I'm keeping track of them. They're not too many. Matter of fact, it's literally just one main goal with one minor goal behind it. And then, yeah. And of course, that goal is love. Now, whether I have accomplished that or not by now, I will update you in a separate segment before we go to commercial break. But the real question is, where are you in your New Year's resolutions? How are you doing? What have you been up to in terms of accomplishing them? Are your goals unrealistic? Are you keeping track? Did you forget? Or are you the one that just made too many resolutions and are just overwhelmed with where you are, seeing as now we are at the beginning of April? Sit on that for a minute. We're going to go into the next segment. Then we're going to go into commercial break. And then we'll come back for part two and we'll discuss some ways that you can revamp your resolutions so that the next couple months don't end up being backbreaking as you try to accomplish a million and one goals simultaneously. It's been 2 years and I am still single. My relationship history has been very interesting. Started out, of course, in 2018 with my first girl, and then followed up in 2020 with my second girl that was my actual first relationship from 2020 to 2022. But if you want to be technical, January to December of 2021 and January to July of 2022, 1 year anniversary complete. And then the breakup. And ever since then, it's been difficult. I've met several women over the last several months of last year, and it did not go well at all. In fact, none of these young ladies ended up working out. None of them. And so, here we are. But I've noticed a recurring theme lately. A very recurring theme. It seems that past hurt and past pain, how do I say it? Past hurt and past pain is a determining factor in whether or not a young woman is ready to love. And unfortunately, it has come to the point where I'm meeting more of these young women in real life, where single and ready to mingle is non-existent. More so, what is existent is single and damaged and hurting and in a healing phase and not ready to love. And typically with those people, it takes a good probably year before they're ready. And the whole thing about being friends first is that the connotation behind that, when people say, oh, just be her friend first, is that they're thinking, okay, just start off slow and see what happens over time. And I mean turtle slow. That's what they mean by, oh, be her friend first. Start off turtle slow with her, and then see what happens as the months go by. The more you gain her trust, and the more that she's, you know, friends with you and you're friends with her, it'll work out over time. The disappointing part about that is that if you go the friend route, 9 times out of 10, you will not reach the other side ever. And this is mostly with church girls, and it's embarrassing and unprecedented and wild that the people in church are like this and the people outside of the church are worse. I've now seen both sides of the equation. The non-Christ followers in the area and the Christ followers in the area, and it is so embarrassing. And the crazy part about it all is that not even the African community can help me out this time. They've bailed me out before, but they can't bail me out now, and it makes no sense. So as far as the New Year's resolution of, you know, relationship, for those who made that New Year's resolution, or the goal of being in a relationship in this year, your boy is not doing good. And it's embarrassing. But we still have another half of the year to go. Part 2 of the year, which is summer, and then part 3 of the year, which is the fall, from September to December. There's still time, it's still possible. But as of right now, this goal is still ongoing, and prayerfully it will work at some point before we hit December. This episode of Life Tips Podcast is sponsored by Life Tips Podcast, and this is our sponsor. Yo, we got Spotify for podcasters. Let me tell you about it. Spotify for podcasters is the new podcast service from Spotify. It's totally free. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It allows you to create your podcast using various tools, and your distribution is on Spotify. Spotify first, and then they will distribute your podcast to different platforms for you. It's literally the all-in-one place to make a podcast. And then there's video podcasts. So Spotify for podcasts has a video feature as well. It is not just audio. So if you want to get started with Spotify for podcasters, then all you have to do is go to www.podcasters.spotify.com to get started on making your very own show. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Hey, y'all, real quick, I need your help. Listener support is now active for Life Tips Podcast. So if you love this podcast, please, please, please give to support future episodes of the show. No amount is too great or too small. It would really mean a lot to me if you all would help support the podcast and get this show where it needs to be moving forward. So again, if you're really just into this show and you look forward to episodes every single week, drop something in the support channel, drop something in the support button you can click on. It really means a lot to me, and it'll go towards future episodes being produced. All right, cool. back to the show. You can follow us on social media on X at Life Tips Podcast, at Life Tips Podcast for Facebook, at Spoken Life Tips on Facebook and on Instagram. On Threads, you can follow me there at Nate_the_speaker, as well as on Instagram. At Spoken Life Tips on Instagram and Threads as well. At @auth_gen_person on Twitter. That's @auth_gen_person on Twitter. At Life Tips Podcast, of course, on X/Twitter. And on Facebook as well. You can also follow me on TikTok if you want to. Message me for my TikTok information as well. Lots of social media, lots of changes, but still the same engagement. All right, then. That's the end of this podcast episode. Look forward to seeing you next week.